morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. You've undertaken a study, 43 regional centres with large Indigenous populations. Geraldton and Kalgoorlie-Boulder here in Western Australia have come up in the statistics showing that they are amongst the most disadvantaged and mobile social groups in the country. First of all, how did you go about putting this study together when looking at Indigenous people and the effects of poverty on their lives?
Yeah, so what we wanted to do is look at a segment of the Indigenous population which we thought was often overlooked. So that's those who are living in those largest regional centres. We kind of thought that the remote Indigenous population, for quite valid reasons, has a lot of policy interest, and also those in our major cities. So we wanted to look at the geography in between. So what we did is we used data from the 2011 census, used a few measures of socioeconomic outcomes, including employment status, education, income, and housing. And then we compared that with a few measures of mobility. So that is people who are away from their home on census night, people who change usual residence, people who are living in temporary dwellings. And we looked at the intersection of those. So that's areas which are relatively disadvantaged, as well as areas which have a highly mobile population, because we thought those are the areas which are a particular policy concern, but for both state, territory, and also Commonwealth governments.
And why was the study undertaken? Why did you do this work to start off with?
Well, because as you probably know, as your listeners know, there's within Indigenous policy, there's reliance on place-based initiatives. So that's initiatives which are targeted to particular areas. So what we wanted to do is put some evidence around that, so identify those areas which are a particular policy concern for this particular reason. That's not to say that other areas aren't worth studying, but that these four areas were eventually found to be ones of a particular policy concern, and therefore policies which are targeted at particular areas could potentially benefit from knowing these four areas are ones of particular issue.
On ABC Midwestern, we're talking to Dr. Nicholas Biddle today, fellow at ANU, the Australian National University, and about a study that's been released by Dr. Biddle and his co-author, Francis Markham, looking at 43 regional centres with large Indigenous populations and the impact of poverty and the impact that has on Indigenous families. Geraldton and Kalgoorlie-Boulder are two of the worst centres. What do you think this says about WA when it comes to poverty in our regions?
Yeah, look, I think one thing I would say is that in other analysis we've done, which we've looked at states, is that all areas all the larger jurisdictions have areas of disadvantage, whether it be New South Wales, WA, Queensland, Northern Territory, South Australia. So there's no jurisdictions which are free from issues around Indigenous poverty or poor socioeconomic outcomes. I think also what it shows is, and this is kind of backed up by other research, that there are quite high rates of mobility amongst the Indigenous population in WA, and that mobility can make it quite hard for governments to provide services in the way which will improve Indigenous outcomes.
How will this information that you've put together be used now?
Well, look, what we hope to do, firstly, what we wanted to highlight is that quite a big variation within regional centres in terms of the different outcomes. And also what we wanted to kind of hope to do is identify areas which were amenable to interventions or trials which kind of take into account both, as I said, both mobility and also disadvantage. So it's more about kind of identification and identifying areas of particular need.
On ABC Midwestern, we've got my guest today, Dr. Nicholas Biddle, fellow at ANU. We're talking about a report that's been released, a study, 43 regional centres with large Indigenous populations and those that have really quite disadvantaged mobile social groups of Indigenous folks. My final question for you today, Dr. Nicholas Biddle, is with the change of government that we've had recently and Tony Abbott making the portfolio of Aboriginal Affairs one that is within the Prime Minister's office, is it your hope that the focus on reconciliation and closing the gap between Australians' non-Indigenous and Indigenous population will get a greater focus, and that studies like this might lead to some better outcomes the next time you're doing a demographical study around the regions of Australia?
Yeah, there's always a hope that these type of research influences policy deliberations. What I would say with regards to the change in government is that it's a good thing. We have a focus on the Indigenous population, and that the current Prime Minister and also his minister is clearly focused on Indigenous issues, and I think that's certainly a benefit. But on the other hand, What I would say is focus needs to be based on what the evidence says. So what we wouldn't want to see is a policy focus which is exclusively on remote areas, or which is exclusively on areas which are traditionally assumed to be areas of disadvantage. But it would kind of take into account some of this data, which shows that in our regional centres, and also I must admit, in some of our larger cities, that there are areas of disadvantage there, and that the Indigenous people who live there kind of have a need for a different type of policy, but certainly a need to be kind of taken into account in those policy deliberations.
Dr. Nicholas Biddle, my guest today on ABC Midwestern Wheatbelt, fellow with Australian National University. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks.